リョキウエンド、プライム、ダルマトーク。Do you realize that you have been carrying pain in your heart since childhood? Yes, we were all sad when we were in childhood. We had some sadness and pain that we have been carried. Many people might forget about this pain and to keep carry after grow up, when they grew up. But there is exist, the pain exists. Actually, remember, this pain in the heart, what you felt is that yourself will not be enough, be cared, but also to see the world that animals or other people were not enough being cared, especially the feeling of the people. You used to see the world with a much more caring heart when you were in childhood. And if you have the caring heart to see the people who are not enough being cared or their feelings is to see it is painful. Also to see the people who don't care about others' feeling is painful. There's the people who are not enough cared. These people exist, and also that who don't care about others' feeling exists. To see these are also painful. And there is exist this sadness in basically all human beings. If you have heart, of the human being, there is this heart exist, this pain exist. And who has clearly this awakening of the pain is will look for the enlightenment, because this is only true real way to relieve from the pain. Also might not only look for enlightenment, but look for the way to express their feeling, to share with others, or start to work for other people, to take care of other people who has pain of the heart. Because to heal others brings you the healing for yourself. Yes, to give healing to others is the most effective way to heal the pain you have been carrying since childhood. There is a word in the Buddhist Sutra called Lotus Sutra that because of this sadness in the heart, I start to awaken to enlightenment. Whoever shall his pain, look for the enlightenment, because the great love of the spirit of the universe will visit to the heart of the person who cry for others. And will be healed tenderly, warmly. And then you'll understand the reason why you have been carrying this sadness. This is to empathize others. This is to let you work for others. This is to bring you to the motivation to practice for others. And this motivation are raised that Mahayana Buddhism in 2000 years ago to practice for others, not for your own comfort, but practice for others and heal others by your practice. And as a result, that to cry for others, to practice for others, the Great Spirit will be dwelled by the Great Spirit at full of peace and full of freedom and with a full of great love and full of joy. Thank you.